We're in Brachot, Tetvah Bamud Aleph. And we had seen in the Mishnah that if one reads Shema, but it is not audible, so he was Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says he was not Yotze. Now on this Yotze and not Yotze, the Gemara is going to go back and forth. Is the Yotze Lechatchila? Is the Yotze B'dievet? Is the not Yotze Lechatchila? Is the not Yotze B'dievet? And remember that Shema is biblical, is Doraita. That's point number one. I will just wait for Tzadat to come back. Baruch Haba. Okay, so Betzalel, we're waiting for you. So the first point we had in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda is Tanakama, even though it doesn't say it in our Mishnah, holds that if one read Shema when it is not audible, he was Yotze. Rabbi Yossi says he's not Yotze. Then we brought another Mishnah that tells us that when it comes to Truma, if you have a person who cannot hear, he can speak but cannot hear, he should not take off Truma because he cannot hear his own blessing. Lechatchila, you shouldn't take off Truma. But b'dieved, if he did, it's good. So here we see that to make a blessing where it is not audible, so that's only good b'dieved. So the Gemara began with an innocent question. Whose opinion is it that when you cannot hear yourself, so that's only good b'dieved? The first, yeah.
If the mitzvah bracha doesn't, sing a bracha or not, doesn't prevent the mitzvah being fulfilled, except Shema,
right.
Because you need to say Shema.
Right, fine. So that's a good point. The Gemara is going to address that in a minute. So the first answer the Gemara offers is Rav Chisda, and he says that this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and he draws from the discernment that Bezalel pointed out. He says, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotze because Kriya Shema, the biblical mitzvah, involves hearing what you're saying. So there he says, if you didn't hear what you said, you're not Yotze. But Truma, you can do the biblical mitzvah. The only thing is, you won't hear your blessing. Well, that blessing is rabbinic. So the Truma isn't contingent on that. That's why Rabbi Yossi says that Lechatchila, the deaf person should not be mafrish his own Truma, but b'dieved, it's kosher because it's not contingent on the blessing, and the blessing is only rabbinic. Now the Gemara is going to question that assumption of Rav Chisda. The Gemara says, "Umimayd Rabbi Yossi, Dilma Rabbi Yehudai." Maybe I want to make that Mishnah, which is Halacha, and our Mishnah, which is Halacha, both be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because I'm going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, so I'd like that Mishnah and Truma to be like him too, as we saw from Tosas last night. So the Gemara says, maybe that Mishnah and Trumos is also the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. So now I got to work out our Mishnah and that Mishnah. V'amar gabei kriyat shma nami. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda also holds with regard to kriyat shma di'evedin lechatchila lo. That you're only yotze b'di'eved if you can't hear yourself. So I move everything over a notch in our Mishnah. So then when our Mishnah says that he who reads Shema and does not hear it is yotze according to Rabbi Yehuda, that means he's yotze b'di'eved. Okay. Teda, you want to know what I said makes sense? I'll prove it to you. Diktani, because in our Mishnah, the Mishnah introduces the topic by saying, Ha kore, he who reads. It doesn't say, Yikra, he may read lechatchila. It says, Ha kore, if one did read, indicating, Dievedin lechatchila lo. Yeah, if he did it, then it's good. But lechatchila, he should not do it. Okay. Yes. Good point. Amri. Okay. So the students shot back. They answered. They said, Hai diketani hakore. The reason the Mishnah focuses on a situation of b'dieved lo diachak ocho de Rabbi Yossi, to let you know how far Rabbi Yossi holds. De'amal d'yeved nami lo, that Rabbi Yossi holds lo yatza, even b'dieved. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda, the truth is, he holds afilo lechatchila nami yatza. That even lechatchila you're yotze. So that's why Rav Chisda didn't give the answer. We just came in defense of Rav Chisda. We questioned, hey, Rav Chisda, why do you say it has to be Rav Yossi? Tell me it's Rav Yehuda. And in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda also holds it's only b'dieved that you could read Shema without hearing it. So they answered, no, Rav Chisda's right. Doesn't make sense to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only b'dieved. Ah, you asked me, why does it say ha-koreh? That's to let you know how far Rabbi Yossi goes. That when Rabbi Yossi says lo yatsa, he says even b'dieved is not yotze. Okay, so far here's what we have, and so far it stands. Our Mishnah says, if one read Shema but it was not audible, Rabbi Yehuda holds it was yotze, and we claim that's the chatchila. Rabbi Yossi says he's not yotze, even b'dieved. We have the Mishnah in Truma that says a middle ground. If one cannot hear, and he takes off Truma with making the blessing without hearing his own blessing, so the chatchila it's not good, b'dieved it is good. On that middle ground Mishnah, we said, whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Yossi. Because the blessing is only rabbinic. It's not the mitzvah isn't contingent on the blessing. So on Shema, where the mitzvah is contingent on hearing it. So there, Rabbi Yossi holds him b'dieved, you're not yotze. But in Truma, okay, he says lechatchila don't do it. B'dieved, you're yotze.
Why not say that a mit person is patur from the mitzvah?
Good question, but not for now. Back to the Gemara. B'mai ukinta k'Rabbi Yossi. Who did you set up the Mishnah like? You told me it is like Rabbi Yossi. Ve'elaha d'tanya. But I want to ask you a question. If we're going to stick to the understanding you gave me in our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Trumos, then I have another Braisa that won't work. It won't fit according to any opinion. The Braisa says, Lo yevarech adam birkat hamazon bilibo. One should not say benching in one's heart. Now that's a biblical mitzvah, benching, birkat hamazon. And he says it where he can't hear it. Ve'im birech, and if he did say benching in his heart, he said it quietly, he did not say it audibly, yetzah. So here you have a Mishnah that discusses a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it says if you mouth the words but didn't do it audibly, so then you're yotze b'dieved. Who's that going to be like? Rav Yehuda holds biblical mitzvahs are kosher l'chatchila even if they weren't audible. That's what you said in the Mishnah. Rav Yossi holds they're not kosher even b'dieved. On rabbinic mitzvahs, Rav Yossi makes a compromise. But what are you going to do with the biblical mitzvah where you're yotze b'dieved? Who is that? Mani, who's going to be the author of that braisa? Lo Rabbi Yossi ve lo Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yehuda. Di Rabbi Yehuda. Ha, ma lechatchila nami yatsa. Because Rabbi Yehuda, you just told me he holds that on a biblical mitzvah, you're yotze even lechatchila if it was inaudible. I Rabbi Yossi b'dieved nami lo. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, you're not yotze even b'dieved. So now the Gemara is making this as a claim. So I want to knock Rav Chisda out of the water. So you're going to come back to me and say, okay, so I'll go your way. So Rabbi Yehuda really holds in our Mishnah what? That on biblical mitzvahs, you also should hear what you're saying. And it's only b'dieved that it's kosher. I want to come back to what I claimed all along. And then Rabbi Yehuda will be the author of the Mishnah in Truma. And he'll also be the author of the Mishnah, the Braisa, regarding benching. That's where I'm headed. That's where I want to go. Ela Mais, the Gemara says, so what are you getting at? Rabbi Yehuda, v'dieved in lechatchila lo? You're going to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this Braisa, and he's the author of the Mishnah in Truma, and he's the author of our Mishnah, and he holds all along that you're only yotze v'dieved and not lechatchila. Ah, okay. So I'll bring you another Braisa that says that there is an opinion that says that a person who's deaf can be mafresh truma lechatchila. So now who's that? If Rabbi Yehuda, your most lenient opinion, you just made him into lechatchila, no, only b'dieved. So who's going to be the opinion that permits doing truma lechatchila? That's going to be the next line of questioning. The braisa that Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, quoted, a person who's deaf but is not mute, he can't talk, He may take off truma lechatchila money. Who's going to offer that? Lo Rav Yehuda v'lo Rav Yossi. Now, according to the way you've set everyone up, that brisa doesn't fit according to anyone. If it's Rav Yehuda, you just told me, Amar, you're saying that what he says is the evidin lechatchila lo. That Rav Yehuda now, he's the author of our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Trumos, and the brisa about benching, he holds all along in all mitzvos, if it was inaudible, it's only kosher b'dieved, and not lechatchila. So he cannot be the author of this brisa that permits one lechatchila to be mafrish truma, even though he cannot hear himself speak. And if you'll tell me it's Rav Yossi, amal d'yeved namilo, he holds him b'dieved, you're not yotzei if you can't hear yourself. Ela, okay, now we got to work something out. Nothing's working here. Le'olam Rav Yehuda v'afilu lechatchila nami. So we'll concede. We'll say Rav Yehuda permits everything lechatchila. Really, Rav Yehuda is the way we understood originally. Rav Yehuda says you could read Shema even though it's inaudible. The author of the Mishnah and Trumos, well, that can't be Rav Yehuda because he says it's only b'dieved. The Brice about benching, that can't be Rav Yehuda because that's b'dieved. The author of this new brisa about Trumos, that'll be Rabbi Yehuda. He permits it lechatchila. Aye, what are you going to do about the brisa of benching? The brisa of the Mishnah of Truma could be Rabbi Yossi. That works, because that's rabbinic. But what about the brisa of benching, where it's permissible lechatchila, where it's permissible b'dieved, and according to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't permit biblical mitzvos, even b'dieved, when they're done in an inaudible fashion. Velo kasha, hadidei, hadirabei. Great solution. We'll bring in another Tanaic opinion to the show. Rabbi Yudas Rabbi?
You couldn't have done that before.
Good question. Ditanan. We have the following braisa. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hakore et Shema tzir sheyashmi al ozno, shnemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. One who reads Shema should make it audible to his own ear. Rabbi Meir omer, Amar le Rabbi Meir, Harei hu omer asher anochim tzavcha ayom al levavecha, achar kavanat halev enen advarim. Rabbi Meir says, no, God cares about what's in your heart. It's enough that you mouthed the words, but even if you didn't make it audible, that's still kosher lechatchila. So Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says it's lechatchila like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa that says benching should lechatchila be audible, that's where he's saying like his Rebbe that says that things should be audible lechatchila when we're dealing with biblical mitzvot. The Gemara says, wait a second. You just took the monkey wrench out of the whole system. What was I lacking all along? I was lacking an opinion that hashtadatit lachi, once you reach this point that you introduced this opinion of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, that Rabbi Meir holds that it's permissible lechatchila to say Shema without making it audible. So then afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda k'rabeis v'ralei. I could leave Rabbi Yehuda the way he was a minute ago, where Rabbi Yehuda only permits it b'dieved, like his Rebbe. We don't like making a machlokas between a Talmud and his Rebbe. So then in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda only permits Shema to be inaudible b'dieved. In the Braisa, when we say that a person shouldn't bench in an inaudible fashion, but b'dieved is yotzei, that'll be Rabbi Yehuda, like his Rebbe. What do I do with the Mishnah and Trumos? That could also be him. What do I do with the Braisa that permits me to be mafrish truma lechatchila when I can't hear the blessing? That'll be Rabbi Meir. You just taught me a new shita that Rabbi Meir permits it. Velo kasha, and I don't have that original question. Well, then who permits me lechatchila to be mafrish truma when I can't hear the blessing? I'll just answer you. Ha Rabbi Meir. That Braisa says Rabbi Meir. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, and everything else fits with Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. That works. The Mishnah in Trumos that permits it only b'dieved. That works. That's Rabbi Yehuda. I'm biblical and rabbinic. He says it's b'dieved. The Braisa about benching that says benching when you can't hear yourself speak is kosher b'dieved. That's also Rabbi Yehuda. Great. That's exactly what we wanted, because we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is very happy figuring out a way to make everything be Rabbi Yehuda. The only thing we lost is that originally we understood that Rabbi Yehuda allows you to read Shema inaudibly lechatchila. And now we're saying no. No one says. I mean, only Rabbi Meir holds that you could say Shema without hearing your own voice. Lechatchila. We don't hold that way, and that's how we paskin lalacha. Shema has to be audible at least to your own ears, and benching has to be audible at least to your own ears, and a blessing has to be audible at least to your own ears, like the blessing on Truma. And b'diavad, it's kosher if you didn't hear your own things. What happens if you're in a noisy room? And the reason you can't hear is because there's noise. You said it in an audible fashion, but you couldn't hear. You're at the subway station. That's a good question. Yeah.
I think this question is not for now, but still.
So then let's leave it. We're over time as is. Let's finish the sugya. Tananatam. We have a Mishnah over there, and this is a Mishnah in Megillah. And because of this Mishnah in Megillah, the whole sugya reappears in Megillah. That's why I said, if you get the sugya here, you'll have an easy time when you hit the Gemara in Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Hakol kshirim likotam gila chutz mechoresh shoteh v'katan. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah other than a cheresh shoteh v'katan. Okay, so I'll tell you what, being that we're about to have a repeat of this whole sugya, and it's going to take us another 15 minutes, and we're already doing double time, so this is a good point to stop and pick up here tomorrow, provided that you guys do chazara. Review what we did till here, and we'll pick up here tomorrow, Bezlat Shem.